Did you ever really consider how much money you need for retirement? Are you worried about running out of money? Maybe you're close to retirement age. Are you in your 20s, 30s, and don't really know when to start saving? Who can actually tell you how much to save to purchase your first house? Is house a value towards retirement? You heard this word, financial advisor. Like, who does that type of job? And how can they really help? Should I just ask my cousin Vinny? That might be a thought. That's today's topic. I'm Richard Widmer, and this is the Leverage Corner. This is another great topic I'm excited to unfold for you, the audience. I appreciate you stopping in. Again, I'm Richard Widmer. This is the Leverage Corner. And whether you're in the financial industry or a client, as you're becoming aware as this podcast unfolds, what I try to do is give you knowledge. Knowledge is power, helping you to utilize that knowledge in a way to leverage these strategies to making the best decision for you. I kind of see it this way, and especially within the mortgage industry, there's a lot of leverage strategies, and we're going to touch base on housing wealth, but I want to give the audience a behind-the-curtain scene, kind of a very relatable way and approach that probably would be a little bit easier to understand. So that's the goal. So again, if you're in the financial industry or a client, hopefully this topic today will help you as in your profession or a client. So today I've got a special guest. I'm actually sitting with a money man. Nicholas Magone, Vice President of Campania Wealth Management. He's here with me today. Nicholas, thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me, Rich, and bring me onto the podcast. Happy to be here.
I appreciate it. Now, this is a young man that I certainly admire, being a financial advisor, going through that that kind of stringent licensing, and he's going to tell us all about it. But we're going to get some great insight on answering the initial opening question. So, Nicholas, what I want to do is just pass it to you, because I know initially when I started in the professional world, I heard this word financial advisor. Like, tell me what a financial advisor is.
Yeah, so I think especially today, the role of an advisor has evolved over the years. And I think there's a bit of a misconception initially in what financial advisors, wealth managers do. I think a lot of people think that we're just stock gurus. We're going to help you make a trade, place a trade. And that's really more along the lines of what old school brokers did. And that profession is really dying out, especially as Schwab and other platforms come out with $0 trades. So the role of the advisor has evolved to the extent where we're playing intricate roles in your lives, in the lives of our clients every day. So whatever it is you want to do in life, the lifestyle you want to live today, how you want to provide for your family, where you want to go in the future, what kind of car you want to buy, you want to have the dream house, when do you want to retire, you know, how you manage that dollar is going to determine what you can accomplish in life. And so the advisor really needs to play an integral role in somebody's life. I mean, it's, to me, next to your health, next to a doctor, it's definitely the most important part of somebody's life, and it's something that needs to be handled with great care, and it's something that needs to be high touch, and you really need to be intricately involved as an advisor, because I mean, people's lives are in our hands.
Nicholas, that was a great description on the position you take as a financial advisor. I don't think the audience was prepared for that, because I could tell you when I started out in the professional world, I saw a financial advisor as basically what you described, my stock guy. I heard a good tip, I called you up, I had you place it, I never made any money on it, but that's how I saw you. Now your position has totally evolved, and I really see it, and I'm going to explain it a little bit more for the audience, but it breaks it down into three buckets. Like, you're focused on their insurance security, and then you're focused on their financial wealth. Then you're also, you bring into, and I think this is really unique, as you're evolving this position to a whole nother level, you're focused on housing wealth. I mean, am I touching base? Am I saying that correct on your position?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Rich. Those are definitely some key areas which we like to focus in on. And especially as it relates to mortgages and housing wealth, what we realize when planning for clients is that this is a big area that gets missed, I think, by a lot of advisors. And it's something that is really important. It's something that can really help the client later on in life, and it's something that we need to start addressing as advisors. And so we're trying to, with your help, and guys in your position, this is a massive planning opportunity that we can definitely address.
I love that. I mean, I'm all about innovation, and I'm all about, and you know, we talked about this, is looking behind the curtain. And what I mean by that, and being in the mortgage business for close to 30 years, you know, it used to be for me, the word mortgage meant either buying or refinancing. But now how I evolved, having a lot of financial advisors, CPAs, tax preparers, a lot of people in the financial industry, I've seen how they can utilize mortgage programs. And I call them leverage strategies as an advantage and towards and helpful for their clients. And even the clients themselves, that's why I started the leverage platform. And especially, I'm excited to have you on and really expand on this. But, you know, you have definitely evolved that word of financial advisor. Can you imagine back in the day, prior, a financial advisor is sitting across from a client, and that client is, you know, wanting to buy a house or so, but yet they're not really knowledgeable on the programs or the process on there. They know they need to save money, but you're bringing a very unique perspective. So thank you for that of evolving. It's guys like you that really assist, you know, the audience and others to help, in this case, make things happen, make their dreams come true, and mm-hmm. can establish a great lifestyle for theirself. One thing I wanted to ask, as far as utilizing an advisor as their advocate, you know, is there a minimum age? I'm assuming, you know, legal age, but is there an income status? Do you have to make so much? Because a lot of people think, you know, they don't make enough money or cannot save. Or obviously, you know, from a financial advisor standpoint, it's, you know, the wealthy, they need guidance. But is there a minimum as far as amount they have to make to be able to utilize a financial advisor or so?
No, everybody needs to start somewhere. The sooner you start, the better, obviously. But especially once you start your career, you wanna start developing a savings and a retirement strategy right away. If you're going through a life change, a life event, you got married, maybe you got divorced, you started a new career, you quit your job to start a business and follow your passion, whatever it may be, these are all life events in which you should be speaking with your advisor about to see how it's going to reshape your life and reshape your future and that of your family. So anybody who's really interested in starting a savings and investment strategy and working their way towards retirement and addressing all these different life events and life goals that they have should be speaking with an advisor.
That's a great point. So this is going to tie into my next question, and that's if somebody's starting out, like you mentioned, or, you know, not at starting out, but have been in the workforce for a long time, but they're currently renting. And the American dream, as I see it, is still alive and well. I see a percentage of over 60% of people are homeowners and still aspire to be a homeowner, and especially in the economy today, you know, job and job creation, unemployment low, people are making more money, there's more opportunities. Being in the mortgage industry, there's so many programs allowed clients to be able to purchase. What kind of advice or how do you approach a client when they're looking to buy a house, regardless of their income and financial portfolio currently?
All right, so when we're sitting down with a client and they came to us with the idea of, hey, I want to move out of my apartment, I want to buy a house, and sometimes they're younger or they've gone through some kind of financial event where they had to rent for a small period of time, we want to take a look at their budget, their spending patterns, their savings patterns. We want to get an idea of where they envision their life going. Is this going to be a home that you envision yourself staying in for forever? Is this going to be a home that you're going to outgrow as a family? So what is this initial purchase going to be? And how is it going to shape your life? And then from there, we can take a look at, okay, you know, what debts do you currently have? How are you spending? It's going to tell me a lot about you, your family. How much are you able to save each month based on that what areas do we need to shave in order to, for you to come up with a down payment? How much of a down payment do you need to put down on this home? And that's one of the major questions that we get. And with all the programs available, Rich, you know, that are available to first-time home buyers, you don't need to save that 20%. Now, is it advantageous? If you can do it, great. But, you know, for a lot of people, by the time they save that 20%, they're going to miss out on the house that they want. The housing price is going to go up. It might take away from other savings goals that they have. And sometimes we also see clients who are strapped with cash, and they can go out and they can buy that house straight cash if they wanted to. But it might not be the best thing. There are certain tax advantages to having a mortgage. If you can carry the payment, you know, you might be missing out on investment goals on the other end, or disrupting a financial plan or an investment strategy, and it might have unintended consequences. So these are all the things that we're looking at when we're sitting down with the client initially and helping them organize.
It's a great point. And one thing I want to note is, being a licensed originator and very active on knowing all the leverage strategies, you made an excellent comment on you don't necessarily have to have that 20% down. I mean, when you're sitting across from a client, and I'll bucket the client into two different categories. One, they are just starting a savings pattern. They're just starting out. Or they've been started out, but they don't have a savings pattern. They have kids, they have obligations. Or the second bucket is somebody that's truly has enough money to be able to pay in cash. So I see you as really analyzing either the first type of client, whether they can utilize a no money down program, or the other, advising them, don't take all the money out of the market that's performing to buy that house in cash. So those are some good comments. Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll come back, and there's a couple others I want to hit on, and we'll pick it up from there. Okay, we're back. Want to remind the audience, I am sitting with an awesome guest, Nicholas Magone from Campagna Wealth Management. He's a big rock star, vice president. Gave some good insight on what is a financial advisor and how that position evolved. I thought that was some great insight, Nicholas. I appreciate it. You shared the insight on sitting with clients about creating housing wealth. Now I want to tackle, how about the client that already is establishing housing wealth? You know, that big question on, you know, do they have enough money, or the fear, will I run out of money when it's retirement age? I'd like you to share, what is your thought and insight on utilizing housing wealth towards that financial wealth? Give us your insight on that.
Okay, Rich, but I want to touch on something first. I want to touch on that old school mentality of, I'm going to take out this 30-year mortgage and I'm going to pay it down by the time I retire, because the two time frames are going to be aligned. Well, now the environment has changed entirely. People's lives are incredibly complex. It's not so black and white. And so now people may have a lot of equity in their homes, and they might not have a lot of retirement savings. And so how can you tap the equity in your house to support your lifestyle or tackle other financial goals that you may have? And there are some programs available. One of the biggest programs that have been advantageous for some of our clients going into retirement is a reverse mortgage. It's a program that will allow you to eliminate your mortgage payment, receive cash out, or receive a stream of income, or you can mix and match them any single which way you want. That way, your housing wealth is well integrated with your retirement plan and your income plan, and it supports your Social Security, your pension, and your investment income, and it can stretch your wealth. Other considerations for accessing the equity in your home would be maybe to pay for unexpected healthcare expenses. You know, long-term care, this is something that people underplan for often. And so by leveraging your home, you can really help pay for some of those expenses. Maybe you want to buy an investment in property, or maybe you want to buy that one-ticket dream purchase like a Ferrari or something along those lines. If you have equity in your home or your properties, then you can use that equity to put towards some of your other financial goals. And so these are all things that when we're sitting down with the client and we're looking at their overall financial plan and their lifestyle plan, we are oftentimes taking into consideration the equity that they're going to accumulate in their home, but also putting them on track through a spending and savings pattern that allowed them to build equity in their home within certain periods of their life based off of what goals they see themselves wanting to accomplish at that time. And so there are other ways where you can build more equity in your home by maybe adding a payment or splitting your payment into a biweekly payment. And there are other tricks that you should consider if this is something that you want to accomplish.
Nicholas, that's some fantastic pieces of information. I mean, the takeaway, I think, just to give a quick summary to the audience, is utilizing housing wealth in an untraditional, uncommon, old-fashioned way that was always done. Buying a house, 30 years, you pay it off, you don't have a mortgage payment, you're able to live the quality of life you expect when you started. But that playbook is thrown out, right? I mean, it's a whole new vision now, housing wealth. Building equity quicker. So he's able to sit down and analyze a way to build equity quicker, maybe double up on payments, taking advantage of the housing appreciation, taking advantage of programs if you're ready to retire, such as the reverse he had mentioned, that can eliminate the mortgage payment, can give you an income stream, can give you a lump sum out, and mix and match every which way. So that's some great strategy. And then when you take in effect all the current savings patterns and investments and retirement funds you already have in play, I'd say the worry of not having enough money for retirement could be greatly eliminated. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, Rich. And I'll just summarize it with this. If you're working with an advisor and you aren't currently talking to them about housing strategies, housing wealth, and how it ties into your overall lifestyle, financial, retirement plan, you should absolutely be having these conversations with your advisor. As you can see, it's something that requires a lot of thought and careful coordination as it relates to every other aspect of your life.
I couldn't agree more with you, Nicholas. And if somebody's not working with a current advisor right now and they would like to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
They can visit our website, CampagnaWealth.com. There they can learn more about our firm, our team, and we have all of our contact information up there.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'll also have it at the bottom of the podcast for your convenience. So again, I want to thank Nicholas for stopping in today. It was some great insight. Thanks, Nicholas.
I had a lot of fun, Rich. Thank you.
Alrighty, so again, you're listening to Richard Widmer. This is the Leverage Corner, and stay tuned for the next episode. I'm going to be covering No Rate is Created Equal. That's really one of my favorites to break down why there's variations in rates. So hopefully you look forward to that. Please, I encourage to subscribe to the podcast as well as the social media platform, YouTube and Facebook. Just look us up on the Leverage Corner. We'll be your advocate for knowledge, and you know how I feel about knowledge is power, to help you make the right leverage decisions. I want to leave you with this. Always remember and never forget, leverage is the key to home ownership and housing wealth. Till next time, everybody, take care.